The Czech government has been rethinking its finances for 2009 and is ready to almost double its budget deficit. With growth forecasts slashed from 5 to 1%, the cabinet has been seeking the advice of some of the country's top financial experts to stimulate the economy. After the first meeting of this advisory board, called NERV in Czech, on Sunday, the government presented its plan in a somewhat somber atmosphere. Rosie Johnston reports.
Výdajovými prioritami v současné situaci jsou investice do vědy.
Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek presents the results of a marathon six-hour meeting of the country's top 10 economists and businessmen on Sunday. Members of the advisory board chewed over some 250 ideas to stimulate the Czech economy, which looks like it will grow by far less than the 5% predicted at the end of last year. At the press briefing after the meeting, both Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek and Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek seriously downscaled their ambitions, saying their new calculations were based upon a growth rate of 1% and that there was a second plan in the possible event of a recession. In light of the downturn, Mr. Kalousek said, this year's budget deficit would grow from 38 to 71 billion crowns, but he stated these extra funds would not, under any circumstance, be used to bail out firms and banks in an American or British style. Martin Kupka, the chief analyst at ČSOB Bank, says that the move makes sense.
Mr. Kalousek is aware of the fact that there is a risk in an economy like the Czech one, that if you simply inject money and give them to consumers, for instance, you can induce an increase in import demand. So in other words, you won't stimulate that much the Czech economy, but rather foreign producers. I think it has a logic. On the other hand, I think that there are some measures that have been part of the package that can help to improve the situation of those people that would be hit by the negative impacts of the current problems.
Okay, so instead of this aforementioned sort of firm or bank bailout, Mr. Kalousek and the other members of NERV seem to be suggesting things like stimulating local public transport networks or pouring money into infrastructure, education and so forth and so on. Do you think that this can work to revive the economy?
I think that the package is not quite homogeneous in what I would say is the time schedule of the measures, how long it can take before the measures start to work. For instance, I think that support for education is a must in the Czech economy. It has been discussed since long time and it's fine. But I'm afraid that really it's not something that can be implemented from one day to other.
NERV suggests higher government spending on education and research, cutting firms' social security costs when they employ new graduates, and contracting out the upkeep of the country's infrastructure to more private enterprises as means of reviving the economy. The package will have to be approved by Parliament before it comes into effect. With the opposition Social Democrats holding very different views about how to jumpstart the Czech economy, the proposals could be in for a rough ride.
And thanks to Rosie Johnston for that report.